Okay, today is Daf Pei Tes. We are on Pei Ches Amid Beis. Amar Mar, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the bottom. Today's shiur is sponsored by the Daskal family, L'il Nishmas Shalom Ben Tzvi, whose yahrzeit is on Thursday. Shalom Shadav and Aliyah. Okay, here we go. Amar Mar, we said yesterday, right, 5 people bring a Karban Pesach. The five get mixed up. Now one of them turns out was a mum. One of them had a mum. Right? Again, we said yesterday, Marcel, that if 5 people bring a Karban Pesach, one of them has, this is not an easy gemara, but it's not hard, you have to really hold up. One of them has a mum, right? 5 people bring a Karban Pesach, one of them has a mum, but you don't know which one of the 5. So what did we say yesterday? You're putter from bringing a Pesach Sheni. All of them, you're not allowed to eat any of the 5, because you don't know which one it is, right? And you don't have to bring a Pesach Sheni. That's what we said yesterday. Remember?
If it's before the Zrika.
That's it. Upeturin. Upeturin milasos Pesach Sheni. But you don't have to bring a Pesach Sheni. None of them have to bring it. Asks the Gemara. But one of them is not good. One of them is not good. So the Gemara answers, because we should be a little after. It's not possible. There's no way out. Why? Hechi Levin, what do you want to do here? Laithi kol chad v'chad Pesach. Should every one of them bring their own Pesach sheni? But everyone's bringing a Pesach sheni again. Kamaisi chul lazar da arbi b'nei avadlu. 4 of them are bringing chul in the azar, because 4 of them have a good carbon Pesach. We don't know who they are. Laithi kulu chad Pesach sheni. Should all 5 join in and bring one Pesach sheni as a group? Also no good. Nimta Pesach nechal shalol l'menuyav. You're bringing a Pesach for people that don't need to be in there.
The Pesach sheni also,
you know, apparently, yeah. Hi, Mai. What? Yeah. So hi, Mai. How about this? Naisi kolchad minayhu pischo. Let everyone bring a carbon Pesach. V'naisi and bring it. V'neim and say like this. EDD balmum hu. EDD balmum. If mine was the balmum, ha da icy ha shenahavi Pesach, then this one should count. And EDD tam. If mine is a tam, then hi da icy hashta nihave shlamim. Then mine should be a shlamim.
Can't do this. Can't do this.
Why not?
Because we need the chazeb yashot to the kohen.
Oh, so the Gemara is going to say. However, before you get to that one, Tosfos in Yuma.
I learned this already. He did it last.
Tosfos in Yuma. Do you know what Tosfos in Yuma asked a different question? He says, "How could you even do that? How could you even do that? You're not allowed to bring any karbanos after the karban tamid, except for the Pesach. So how could you say, well, if it's going to be a shlamim, it can't be afterwards?"
We're talking about Pesach Sheni.
Same story.
Yes, he shot them before it. He did everything before it.
No, you cannot bring it before the Karban Talmud. It has to be afterwards.
You don't stop preparing it afterwards?
Yeah, the Shechita was done afterwards. Yeah. Remember, we learned that.
Oh, so, yeah, they moved the time up.
Right, exactly. So that's a whole separate question. How do you get out of that question? I don't know. Anyway.
I watched the case here for a second. What's the Balmum? One of the people?
One of the animals.
Yeah.
After you shechted it.
You bring in one animal for the group.
5 people come to bring 5 animals.
Oh,
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. After they're all shachted,
one of them,
we don't know which one.
Okay.
So what did the Gemara say? None of the 5 are good, and there's no Pesach Sheni.
Right.
So now the Gemara says, why not? Why isn't there Pesach Sheni? So the Gemara says, it's not possible to do it.
Right.
So now the option is make it Tanai. Right? So the Gemara says, lo efshir, that's not possible. Why? Mishum de'ik ha'chaza v'shok de'kahanim hu de'achlilei. Because there's a chaza and shok, which kahanim have to eat, says Rashi on top. The shlamim tzarech shlitein lekohen. That has to be given to a kohen. If you eat efshar lot, it's not possible. Halkol chad v'chad shema hai have a Pesach. Maybe that's the Pesach. V'nimta ma'achilo lekohen shlo nimna lof. You're giving it to the kohen, it's not included. So the Gemara is going to say, well, include a kohen in your group. And give him the chaz of a shok, right? So v'naisi kol chad v'chad kohen ba'adei. So each of the 5 groups should bring a kohen. So, hi, Kohen Echidim, where does this coin come from? Eid Avid Pesach, if this coin who also has a chiyuv to bring his own. He did it already. Dilma Hai Pesach, who he already brought a Pesach. V'nimtza Pesach Nechal Sholom Nuyav. He can't be counted now. But what are you going to do? You're going to scour the country and you're going to find kahanim that also didn't bring Korban Pesach, and you're going to make the e lo avid Pesach Dilma Shlomim who. Maybe it's a shlomim. V'lo avid Pesach. Right? What does that mean? Dilma shlomim v'lo avid Pesach. Right? What? Right, then it's not a Pesach at all. So you didn't even help this guy. Right? Four out of the five are not Pesachs.
Right.
So what are you doing over here? You come in my group. You missed it. You were sick. You were tamei. You come in my group with a Pesach Sheni. Well, maybe it's a shlomim. You're not even helping the guy. Not only that, more chance you're not helping this guy. So now, how about this? V'nezi kol chamisha chad kohen. Have like this. All five of the same guy. Delo oven Pesach, who for whatever reason couldn't bring a Pesach, this kohen. V'nimni alevayu hani chamisha p'sachim. And let him be counted in five Pesachs. Why? Dimimanav shach ikachad delo oven Pesach v'kanafki bei. In other words, four out of the five are shlomans. Give this kohen the chazav v'shok of each of the five. Either way, he's good now. The four of shlomim, the eight chazav v'shok, and the fifth one, he ate the korban Pesach.
That's the problem with the tummy.
No, it's Pesach Sheni.
I'm saying, so you can't, you don't think you can mark it after the tummy is
Pesach. I don't know how we're going to get around that question. I don't know how we're going to get out of that question. Tosfos somehow got out of it. I didn't understand what he said. He got out of that question. Putting aside that question, you have four kahanim, you have five karbonos, four of them are not Pesach. Let the kohen eat the chazav v'shok of all five. He eats four shlomins and one Pesach. It's all good. It's a win-win for everybody. Right? So the Gemara answers, by the way, another question. That sounds like a good answer, right? So the Or Chodosh asks, one second. Chances are, what if the first one that the Kohen, this guy is going to go to five houses, right? What if the first one he eats is not the Korban Pesach? No, I'm sorry. What if the first one he eats is the Korban Pesach? And we have a halacha, you're not allowed to eat anything after the Korban Pesach. How can he go to the other four and go eat more meat? Right, that's a good question too, right?
Plus he's going to be full after the first one, right?
So he answers, what? It's only Dindar Rabbanim? So that's what he answers. He answers, whatever that Isser is, not to save everybody from Kares, will outweigh that. So, okay, so he has to do a mistake. He's going to violate the din of Ein Maftir Racha Pesach Hafi Komen. What can we do? There's no other app. There's no other way to save it. All right. Anyway.
If you bring a legitimate carbon Pesach Rishon, then you want to eat. Let's say you want to join in a second carbon.
Not allowed.
What happened? Is that a law? What is that?
Yeah, you're not allowed.
What is it? Baal Tosef?
I don't know. You might violate the halacha that Pasuk says that you have to be joined in a group. Misgas, whatever it says there. Chabura. Yeah. So you violate that. Is it Bitul Aseh? I'm not sure what it is. Right? Oh, you know, we ate. Let's go to the neighbor and see what they're doing. I'll walk to my in-laws and see what's going on over there. They don't have to do that. You can walk there, but you can't eat there.
Just
stop. Because you like doing mitzvahs.
Yeah.
Right? So it's not a mitzvah. You like eating, right? So not, you can't do this one either. It sounds like a good idea. Elam Mishum to come a mayit b'achilas shlamim. Because you're reducing the amount of time that a shlamim can be eaten. Why? Ilu Pesach, Liyom V'Laila. Really a Pesach, it's not even eaten that day. It's only eaten at night. V'ilu Shlomim, L'Shnei Yomim V'Laila Echad. A Shlomim can be eaten for an extra day. So what's the issue with that? It's a big deal.
It's reason.
Yeah. It's reason, exactly. So Rashi points out, in the Rashi of the Kohamayit V'Achil L'Shlomim, it's not Achil also, She'ochol Es Kulam Liyom V'Laila, V'Soreif Es Hanoser. You burn the rest. V'im Shlomim Hu, a dying ain't noser. It's not noser yet. V'nimtza sorev kachim ksherim. That's the problem.
Yeah, but you have to assume that they're knocking it off the whole animal.
Yeah. You have to assume they're not knocking it off.
What? They are.
No, there's no noser.
You're assuming that they're knocking off the animal.
Right.
That there will be no noser. Why? Because otherwise, it will make it, everybody brings his own carbon pesa.
Right.
They're stacking the odds by putting 10 people, 10 families to one carbon.
Right.
You know you're going to finish the carbon.
Right. It's a good point. Okay, next. V'nezi Moser Pesach. So find a Moser Pesach. What's a Moser Pesach? A Moser Pesach is a funny thing. It's a Pesach. I almost say a guy donated a Pesach. and then he lost it. So what does he do? He gets another one. Then he finds the first one. It becomes a shlamim, but it's only allowed to be eaten that night. So go find a Moser Pesach and make that one into this Pesach and save everybody. And he tell me, what about the Kachim issue? About the reducing the time? You're not reducing the time. This also could only be eaten that night. Perfect. So the nice Moser Pesach v'neima. Edi di balmum. If mine was the balmum, ha-maisi, ha-da-aisi ha-shana ha-vi Pesach. This should now count as my Pesach. It's a Pesach sheni. Edi di tamhu. If mine was the tam, na-ha-vi ha-da-aisi ha-shana shlamim. It's the letter B shlamim. The Moser Pesach, nechal yom v'lal echad. Because the Moser Pesach can only be eaten that night too.
They have to go find five of them.
Oh, not only that, V'chim afrishin t'chila l'mosaras, can even do that l'chachila? I'll do that l'chachila. If it turns out you happen to have one, you can do l'chachila, go make one. I'll do that. Now, v'nitruchu v'naisi moso l'pesach, so go find one. Go be my triach yourselves, go scour the earth, and go find one of those. You're right, you can't make one l'chachila. Someone in Chaisel forgot. Right? Someone forgot and they lost it and they made it. You'll find it, you'll find one. Yeah. Let's see. What?
In a month.
You'll find one. So the Gemara says, you know, another problem. El Mishum Smicha. There's a Smicha problem. What's the Smicha problem? Dilu Pesach Loboy Smicha. Because Pesach doesn't require Smicha. The Ilu Moser Boy Smicha. And a Moser requires Smicha. What are you going to do now? What are you going to do? You can't do Smicha. You can live to lean on the animal. So Rashi says, the EF Shalitzmachal says, Shema Pesach hu, v'ka'avid avoda b'kadshim. If it is a Pesach, then you're doing avoda with kadshim, by leaning on it. So you can't, there's no out, there's no way to do it. Says the Gemara, that's only true, by the way, by women, there's no smicha. There's no smicha by women. So find the Moser Pesach of a woman. Ha'atinach karban anoshim. That's only true if it's a carbon of men. But what if the women mixed up their animals? Right? There's no smicha anyway. Not that the most of women. The women made this whole mix-up happened to women. So, but carbon nashim, Michael and Amar, there's no smicha anyway. So,
the women
of the exactly. So get a Moser Pesach and use it for the women. What is smicha? You're going to be doing maybe smicha shayla. There's no shayla. So the more answers. A different problem. Elamishum matanos. No, that's not the issue. The issue is, you're right, that would be a good out. Now, let's see, get that animal. And there's no smicha, it's all good. How many blood applications are there? Dilu Pesach matana achat. By a Pesach, it's only one. Vilu shlamim shtayim shein dalet. It's two, really, they're really four, because it rolls down the mizbeach. So Gemara says, what kind of issue is that? Hatnan, kolon itanam al mizbeach achitzon, shenotnan matan achas, kiper. One is all you need. Keeper, there's no kapar by a Pesach, but it means it works. It works. Now, it's not ideal. It's supposed to have more. Should have more. One is all you, the bare minimum. It's good. So, what's the issue? You know what the issue is? Ela mishum, the Pesach b'shvicha. The Pesach, the blood is poured. V'ilu shlamim b'zrika. And by a shlamim, it is sprinkled. Okay? Manaf kamina. Again, what's the difference? Vatanya. Kol hanitanin bizrika, anything that requires rika, shenasnan bishvicha, and you did with pouring, yotza, it's still yotza. So what's the issue? The answer is, ema de kamrinan di oven. That's only true bidiyevet. L'chachila nami, l'chachila, you can do that? Therefore, there is no way to bring this Pesach sheni. L'chachila, and that's why you don't bring it. There's no way. We've exhausted every possible way. Okay? So the moral of the story is, don't mix up your carbon Pesach with someone else's that's a mum.
Check it out well before you bring it.
Right? Or check it out before you bring it. Right.
Actually, it did. It happened for 4 days.
So what's
Pesach? Maybe it happened.
How did you discover a mum now?
It didn't happen. There's another one of those cases of an example of judgment that never happened.
Yeah. It's gymnastics. We just want to...
Exactly. Yes, he agrees with that one.
Okay. Ready? Okay, next. Ha'omer Labanov, if someone says to his kids, listen to this, Hareini shochet es Pesach, I'm going to shech the Pesach, al mi sheyalet mikem rishon liYerushalayim. Only for the first one of you, whoever gets to Yerushalayim, we live in Beersheba. So we're going to Yerushalayim for all the regal, right? The first one of you that gets there, you're included. The rest of you, you're on your own. Right? So, Kivon, Shenichnas, Harishon, Rosho Verubo, once the first child steps foot in the city, Zocha Bechelko, he's Zocha. Umazaka es Achiv Imo, and the brothers are also included. The brothers are also included. What did the father do that for? Because he wanted to spur them on. He wanted to give them incentive. He wanted to make a race, some fun.
Whatever race, right?
Wanted, right. Shma yeah, mina.
What is this halacha then?
Is the first shma mina. The difference is he's free. He stepped foot. He stepped most of it. Right? So,
yeah,
you don't need to go to the tape and see what the nose was in. You don't have to do all that, right? Rosh of Ruba.
The photo finish,
right? Shma mina yesh breira. You see from here, this breira. Why? Because the father had no clue when he made the bet which one of the kids is going to be the first one. He had no clue. Yet, one of them works. Which one? Retroactively, we'll figure it out. Yesh breira.
Why? All of them are included in the end.
But the Gemara doesn't remember. That's the answer. What did the father say? What did the Mishnah say? So the question is, well, why does that work? What's going on here? The whole thing is a contradiction. If the father said the first one only, then why are all the rest included? Answer is, breira. We don't breira here. Amar b'yachan, no. He just said it to be mizaris the kids, to get them excited, to get them interested. They should want to be first, right? To do a mitzvah. It's a great Mishnah. Dekanami, that has to be that way. Diktoni, because it says straight out, Mazaka Achavimo. And the brothers are also included. How did that work? He had all of them in mind originally. All the kids were included. Then it makes perfect sense. They're all included. He told the Kohen, they're all included. Why did he say that? He wanted to give them something to be excited about. That's all. So, Ella, I'amrit de lo amninhu meikara. If he didn't include them all, so lebasar de shachat kikam misnamu, then after he shach, can they even be included? It's not even allowed. Right? Why? Atnan, nimnin. If somebody's included, umoshchin yedehen mimenu, they can withdraw ad sheyishchot, until you shach. Meaning, at the shechita, you have to be included, or you have to withdraw. Shma mina. That's raya. It's a raya. It's a raya that what? Of course he had them all in mind. No bravery here. Why did he say that? He said it to get them excited. Right? So they're all included from minute one. They're all included.
What's the point of the mission? There's a halacha. What's the halacha here?
Right, the halacha is that you should get your kids excited about mitzvahs. That's the halacha. Why three in such a roundabout way?
You should have said that.
Yeah.
What?
You should have said that in brackets.
Because, what? In the first.
Said it in brackets.
Because you know as well as I that saying a rule is not effective. How about the Mishnah says, call fathers, all fathers should be make their kids excited about mitzvahs. Okay. How's that going to work? How are you going to do that?
Right.
So the Mishnah says, you know what? The father did. You know what he did? He told the kids that only the first one. Now you can think of your own way to do it. Oh, that's a good idea. I have a different thing. My kids are not exactly that. Right? And then from there you go on and on and on. You say a rule like that, the rule's not, you can't apply the rule to your life. You give a case like this, oh, now I can apply it. Oh, very nice. That's a great thing. Right? Make a contest. You know, all these things.
Don't go through any red lights, though.
Hanina mihachi. There's another bryce like this. Maisa. The kadmu bonos labanim. The bonos got there first. The girls got there first. Nimsa, what do you see? Bonos zrizos. The bonos were zrizim. Ubanim shvelim. What's shvelim? That's not lazy.
Usually it means like
Shvel doesn't mean lazy at all.
Inferior usually.
It means inferior. What's lazy? Lazy is atlan. Doesn't say that. It says shvelim. They were lower. What you see from here, that lazy is equivalent to being low. why did the Gemara say it like that? Maybe they didn't want to insult the people. They didn't want to insult them. But that's what it means. Okay. Now the Mishnah picks up on what Mati said before. La'olam, really, nimnin alav, you can get as many people as you want, ad chiyiyu bo kezayis l'kol echad ve'echad. As long as each person has a kezayis. Each person should have a kezayis. If there's going to be too many people, you can't even have a kezayis, then you shouldn't make such a big group. Don't make such a big group. It's too many people. And also, nimnin, if a guy was included, umoshchen es yidein mimeru. He says, you know what, I'm going to my in-laws now for you. I made it with last, change of plans last minute. We're not going to be in this house. We're going to be in the other end of Yerushalayim, right? So then, you can do that. Moshe can say mimenu ad sheyishchot. Until the shechita, you have the right to withdraw. After that, you can't withdraw. Reb Shimon Omer ad sheyishchot adam. Now you can withdraw until the zvikas adam, which is, you know, maybe 20 minutes later, a half hour later. Okay. My kamashmalon. What's the chiddush of this mishnah? Ha kamashmalon. Da'af agav de'im de'alav chabur zu. Even though you're already in one group, chozeres unim nin alav chabur acheres. You can go withdraw and go join a different group. It's not a prison. You're not stuck there forever. You can withdraw. Nim nin emotion and see a majishchot. Right. Omer baya. Machlokes li mashech. The machlokes is about withdrawing. When you want to withdraw, what's the cutoff? Is it shechita or zvika? The rabbanon tzar v'miyos miseh mechiyuso deseh, from the life of the seh, meaning shechita. Reb Shimon tzar mevioso seh, from the existence of the seh. Right, once it's zvikas adam, the seh is no longer considered, the vote is done. That's not in existence, and that's the cutoff. Avolimanos, but to be included. A divrei called achi yishchot, right? In other words, if someone comes after the shechita, but before the shechita, well, can you please put me in your group? I have nowhere to go. I'm sorry, it's too late. We already did the shechita. That no one disputes that. The machlokas is about withdrawing. Withdrawing only. Damar kra b'miskos nafashos b'miskos v'hadar takusu. What is takusu? Takusu is lashon of shechita. That's where you must be in a group. Withdrawing, then according to Reb Shimon, you have a little bit more time.
What does that mean? If you withdraw, you have to join another group.
So they're still down the road. They didn't even get here yet. Tanya mihachi nim ninu moshkin. If you include and you withdraw, as yidei mimenu achi yishchot. Up, that's the shechita. Reb Shimon Omer nim nin achi yishchot. I agree. To be included, it's at the shechita. Moshkin, but to withdraw, achi yizrak es adam until you do the zrika.
Which is right after
Shechita. Right. There's no Kisei Adam.
Why?
What? Because only on Chayes and Birds. Rashi in the Torah says that Tachusu, the Targum translates Lo Tishchatu somewhere else as Lo Tichasin. The word Kisui. Okay. Okay, this Gemara, next Gemara now, it's not so hard. I'm not 100% sure I get, like, what's going on here. So here's the Mishnah says like this. Hamemana imo acher bechelko. I think this means you got someone else to join in the chabur without telling the rest of the chabura. Right? That's what I think it means. Hamemana imo acher. You get someone else to join with you. Bechelko. In your group, in your chelek, in your group. And the rest of the group didn't know about this guy. Some cousin of yours shows up. Oh, you know what? Before the shechita, I'll include you over here with me. They're not going to mind. Famous last words. They're not going to mind the rest of the chabura. So Rishayin b'nei chabura, the rest of the chabura are allowed to lite lo es shalo. They're allowed to give him his kizayin. They're allowed to. Vu ochel mi shalo, and he eats it on his own. With this, I guess, the one who brought him in, the hain, och, and mishalahen. And the rest will eat by themselves. In other words, there's no issue of dividing up the chabura, because he wasn't really supposed to be part of the chabura anyway. He's counted into it. So the truth is that we're not really going to discuss this case. We're going to discuss a different case, which is similar. You ready for this?
Why can they eat together? Sorry, why can they eat? They can't eat together?
They can, but they're allowed to throw, they're allowed to say, go over there. There were a lot of things. We didn't want you. We don't really like you. All right, your cousin got you in. So here's your kizai as a go.
They're allowed to say, I'm not diminishing my portion because you brought your cousin. So take your portion and eat, you know, divide with him.
Right.
That's what they're saying.
A little bit. But listen to this. Iboy Elohu. B'nei Chabura. Shehayu yadav shel echad mehen yafos. One of the portions of one guy is very, very generous. In other words, he eats a lot. It's a very nice way of saying the guy eats a lot. Can they tell this guy, Tal chalkcha vitzei, take your portion and go? In other words, you're not getting doubles, you're not getting triple, we're not standing for that. Nami Amrina, do we say, well, Matzi Amalahu, he could tell them, Hakabaltin, you included me in the group. You included me. Odilma Matzi Lamei Marle, or they could say to him, no, Kiki Baltin, when we agreed, when we accepted you, because we wanted your $50, whatever it is, $10, to be part of the group. Litikune zivicha to fit to make a shechita. We wanted to be part of the group. Adayti the achlas tvei on loka baltira. But we never agreed to give you doubles. We never agreed to that. So what's the story? So Tashma, let's try to bring a raya from our Mishnah, because our Mishnah is a little bit similar to that. Right? Our Mishnah is similar. Why? Hamanacher mimo al chelko. If somebody from the Chabura brings in his cousin, who no one knew about, Rishayim b'nei Chabura litin lo eshalo, so they're allowed to give him his portion, v'ochel eshalo, v'inochel eshalohem, and they can give him his portion and tell him to get out. Time, my time, a why? Lav bishom, isn't it because the havilei ki yadayim shel echad mehem yafos? Isn't it because it's as if this guy is a big eater? If the eater is allowed to say, well, I'm included in the group, you accepted me, right? Then this guy, it's considered as if, right? Then why can't they tell him to leave? Obviously, it's raya from here that someone who's a big eater, they could tell him, go leave. They could tell him, go leave. Now, Tosfos on the top says, this is not a riot at all. Because in the case of the Mishnah, he comes out of left field. So, of course, they could tell him to leave. But in our case,
they
accepted him. They're too bad. So the guy's an eater, you shouldn't have taken him. You can't compare the two cases at all. So Tosfos says, but then the riot will be the other way. Right? Then it'll be the reverse riot. So we don't want to bring any riot from our Mishnah. Right? The Gemara brings a raya that you could tell an eater, get out. What's the raya? Because in our Mishnah, they told a stranger, get out. How can you compare that? That's a stranger. Right? Not a comparison at all. The problem is, so if you really think about that, then our Mishnah is a raya to the reverse. Right? Only a stranger you could say get out. And if he's not a stranger, you're stuck with him. Right? That you can look at it both ways. Right? We look at it both ways. So from our Mishnah, we really don't... So Gemara says, Amri, no. Lo. Deos shiny. The truth, that's really the answer. Deos shiny. Right? What's Deos shiny? More people's different. In other words, nothing to do with the eater or non-eater. They don't know who this guy is. They want to be comfortable. They want to see on Ziff. They want to be with their friend. They know who this guy from left field. We don't have any obligation to include him. We don't want to include him. And these two people will eat as one, the cousin and the other guy. We don't really feel comfortable with this foreigner sitting among us.
So we shouldn't say called Dichwinesevegel. That's the opposite, right?
It's amazing, no?
Right.
But the point is, says Rashi, look at the Rashi of Deos Shiny. It's a little up where we are. Ein b'nei chabur merutzen. They're not merutze. Now what's merutze?
Comfortable.
Shlios kol elu hadeos b'chaburutzen. They don't want all these strange people with these strange thinkers in their group. Shema ya'akvu alei matsuda. Maybe they're going to talk about politics. They're going to talk about the Yankees. They don't want that. V'lo mishum achil yisera. It has nothing to do with being an extra eater. Nothing to do with that. Ella. Afilo achli kulu elachad gavra mati makvila. Even if he's not going to eat, he's a skinny guy. He's an old man. Not going to eat. Don't worry about it. They don't want this guy there. Has nothing to do with eating. Our question was, what about eating? That's our question.
The whole cover's not about eating because you had the chagiga before anyway. You're coming ala sova, right? You're not supposed to eat.
Yeah, we have to eat it.
I know, but point is, you already ate a meal.
So the,
right?
That yeah.
You had a right chagiga. Now you're coming in not to be.
I understand, but the question is the Amish not about Amish is about the environment. Not about the eating.
Right,
we ask the question, can you tell a guy who eats a lot, stop eating so much? You have the right to do that or not? Our Mishnah doesn't write that at all. Tashma. Let's try to make another raya. We had this a few days ago. Listen to this. Remember, a few days ago we had it. Hasha Mishnah Ochal Kazayas Basar Betad Tanur. If the servant, the waiter, who's included in the group, he's also a frum guy, he forgot that he started eating the Karban Pesach next to the oven in the kitchen, and he's not allowed to leave now because he can't leave his chabura, he can't leave his spot. So im hayepikeach, if he's got half a brain, mamale kreso mimenu, he'll finish up eating the kizayis right here, and then he's free to go. He's done. Im ratzu b'nei chabur lasos tov imo. If the chabur wants to do him a favor, boy in Vyoshim Bitsito, they should come into the kitchen and sit and eat with him. For Auckland, Div Rabbi Yehuda. Now, Ratsu in, if they want to do that. Lo Ratsu, what if they don't want to do that? Lo. Vamai, name Elohu, Haki Balton. The waiter should say, you took me into the group. Right? You took me into the group. What do you see from here? He can't force them to come to the kitchen. He can't force them. Right? What do you see from here? Right? See, just like he can't force them, so too, someone who's an eater, a big fat eater, and they're going to get a loss from that, they can throw him out. They can tell him to leave. So Gemara says, no, it's not a raya. Shiny Hassam, by the case of the waiter, it's different. The Amrilay, listen to this, they could say, Ki Kabalina, when did we accept you, Mr. Waiter, to be part of our group? Adaite Dinachinach, come on, you're going to work for us. We should go into the hot kitchen for you? We never agreed to that. We never agreed to that. Again, it has nothing to do with eating too much, not eating too much. We didn't hire you to go eat with you. You made a mistake, so finish up by yourself. We don't see Matriachas.
Why can't you rejoin them in the other diet?
Because he's not allowed to eat in two different places. He's stuck there. So the answer is to finish up. Now, maybe you're not a good eating meat, take you to an hour. So they could come and sit with you, you can have company for an hour. And then everybody has to eat the carpets in the kitchen. So they don't have to do that. If they want to do, they want to be nice, they could do that. So they said, so what do you see from here? That he can't force them. So that's a question of forcing. So the answer is no. We agree. We didn't agree to be matriarch ourselves. It's not a raya that you can throw an eater out. Toshma, another raya. Bnei chabura, shayadosh echad mehem yafos. You have a bnei chabura and one of them is a big eater. Rishayin lomar, talcha kacha v'tzei. They're allowed to say, take your portion and go. There's no doubles here. There's no doubles. Even there are five people sitting around. And they made a party together. Nothing to do with Yontif, nothing to do with Kudshim, nothing to do with that. Rishayin li lomalo talcha kacha v'tzei. They could say to him, we're here. This could come up. This could really come up. I don't know what the halach is. You know, let's say a bunch of couples go out to eat. And one couple has a salad and one couple has a steak. And then they split it all. It doesn't happen sometimes. So, anyway, shmamina. It's a raya that you're allowed to tell the guy you're not getting doubles. Right? Now, why didn't we start with this? Is the Farish of Braisa? Because the yeshivas, they didn't know. Not every yeshiva knew every Braisa. This is a collection of goings on in the various yeshivas. Finally, in some yeshiva, they got the actual Braisa. Now,
it seemed very counterintuitive, like what Marcel said. We're trying to be inclusive that night.
I hear.
Like so antisocial, mm-hmm. Almost. Like, you know, make it
right, higher. Right. Now, my velo ode. What do you mean velo ode? What does velo ode mean? Not only the karbezach, but even on a Tuesday night. Right? What is that velo ode? Lo mi baya ka'amar. Lo mi baya. Lo mi. I don't have to tell you that. Lo mi baya pesach. I don't have to tell you Pesach, the Matzi Amar Le. There's a Havamina to say. Ki Kablanach, when we accepted you with the Kune Zavicha. We accepted you because we want you part of the, we wanted you to chip in the expenses. El Afil Zibolis, but even a Stama get together. Nami, the Tavsa Ba'almahu, it's a Stama gathering. Rishayin Lomar Lo, Tal Chalkacha Vetzei. There's still a lot to say to him, you can't get doubles.
Now that's, in a way that's, counterintuitive. I mean, it's not fair because you have a family of five, which kids are 18 years old, and the other family of five, the kids is 2 years old.
That's why
and
I say started
everybody gets the same.
That's why I started off by saying I don't really get this. I don't get what's going on here, really.
I mean, it's not a private thing. What else do you just want mechanics of it? That's all.
Yeah. I feel like the main issue here is missing. Like, you know what I'm saying? What's going on here?
That would be
people's
sensitivity. I don't care how
do
you
do
it.
No, but it's probably because people. If you're joining with 10 families with an animal of a certain size, you're counting a certain portion. So that's what it has to do here.
I hear.
If you end up with a portion.
This is a regression. I mean, you're starting with carbon Pesach and now you're into a party.
Right.
There's a regression here.
Right. So maybe you'll agree. Ikadi Amri, others say like this. Ha loi barlon elahachiyu di barlon. That was never the question. That was never the issue. This is the question. Bnei Chabura, Rishayin lechalik or Rishayin lechalik. Can a chabur split up? Right. Toshma. Vanecha boy shay yadav shalecha ben yafos. If one of them was a big eater, Rishayin lo amalo tocha tocha v'tay. They're allowed to tell him leave. Now, why could they tell him to leave? Because he's an eater. Yadav yafos in. In yadav yafos lo, gizunt. Shma mina. You see from here what? You're not allowed to split up. Not allowed to split up. Generally, you can't split up.
What's about he eats too much? There won't be enough for anybody else? Or what's the issue? You have to finish the carbon anyway.
That's the issue.
No, if there's enough for everybody, who cares if he eats
three? What do you mean enough? They talk about kinzer, there's a kazayas for everybody.
No, let's say there's enough for everybody.
But he has to eat a kazayas. What's the issue? He wants to eat a second kazayas?
Yes.
He can't do that if someone else won't have a kazayas.
Exactly. Right.
So what's
the, and everyone has a kazayas, well, you can't stop the guy. What do you care? It's going to be no sir anyway.
What's the issue, really?
So I know, I hear.
But they're going to make the assumption that everybody only eats exactly a kazayas.
So what happens?
Now, you have a kid, it's a little bit larger, everybody wants to have a little bit more meat. This guy comes inside and sits down and starts pressing.
I start off by saying I don't really get this. I don't really get it.
No, Gemara's story. Can we throw a guy out?
Two people.
That's
like
the premise behind it.
Right,
we
throw
a guy out.
Why
wouldn't you though? You want to consume
the
why?
It's the same question. If you have extra, why not?
Right.
I don't have an answer to that. I would imagine that if you have extra, it's not an issue. So what's the Gemara talking about? You don't have extra, or do you want Shaila? I don't know.
I don't like you. I want to throw you out.
No.
Get over
it. No, but he was accepted right.
Okay, no. I know, but stop me saying that when guys get out of groups.
Okay.
You sit down with the guy and after 10 minutes, just
want to kick him out. Rav Papa and Rav Huna, Bread of Yeshua, Arov Rifti Bahali Adadi. Rav Papa and Rav Huna ate together. At the Achel Rav Huna, Bread of Yeshua, Chada, in the time it took Rav Huna to eat one, Achel Rav Papa Arba, Papa ate four. Amalei Paligli, so he says to Rav Papa, you're eating it all, split it up with me. So Amalei Kibaltan, but you invited me. So I'm allowed to. So Eitzei Kol Hani Tiyufta. So he asked Rav Papa all these kashas that we asked about how you're not allowed to eat. Shani Kiddush, he gave all the answers. So Eitzei said, B'nei Chabura, right? So but we have the last bride said, you can throw the guy out, right? That's because they said that the answer is because we said that they only accepted him to be part of the carbon, not to eat more. But we had a bride about a stomach gathering. Forget the carbon. Stomach gathering, you can't take more than your portion. So Paul of Alei gave him half. Bahadi Ravina. Then he went to go down, he sit by Ravina. The Ada Achel Rav Huna Braid of Yeshua Chada, in the amount of time that he ate one, Achel Ravina Tamanya. Ravina ate eight. Amar, whoa, he said, whoa, Mea Papi, I'd rather have 100 Rav Papas, Velo Chada Ravina, and not one Ravina. So obviously it's an exaggeration, because either you have 100 Rav Papas, it's going to be more than one Ravina. Right? So what do you mean by that? Right? Okay. The next Gemara is very hard. We could start it, we're going to probably go back again tomorrow. Very simple. The halacha is, let's say a guy buys a carbon Pesach. He buys a carbon Pesach with his own money. It cost him $100. And he pays $100, he gets the carbon. The carbon Pesach sitting in his front lawn. It's tied up, and he's waiting for Pesach to come. Someone comes by and says, you know what? I'll give you $20. Let me join in with you. He says, excellent. I wasn't getting the whole thing anyway. Excellent. What's the status of that $20? Is that $20 kadosh money? Yeah. Think about it. The guy gives it for kadosh, but it's already been purchased. So what's the status of that money? He's allowing him into the group. So does that money have the status of kadosh or not? So here we go. Tana Rabbanan. Hamamana achro imo al pischov al chigigasu. If you invite somebody else into your Pesach or your Chagiga, which you already have, so it's already Kodshim, and then you invite somebody in to partake with you, Mos Shebiyado Chulin, the Mos in your hand is now Chulin. Okay? Why is it Chulin? That's tomorrow's daf. Why is it Chulin? He gave it, this neighbor of yours gave it for Kodshim. He's buying into a Kodshim, a carbon. How does it go to Chulin? Okay? And just on a separate question, the Hamocher Oloso Vishlamov, if somebody sells his Ola or his Shlamim, Lo Asa V'lo Klum, That sale is void. Why is it void? Because it doesn't belong to you. It's already a carbon. It belongs to whoever the cut, whoever was makdish it. One second. No, it's not a stira. It's another halacha. And by the way, umals kol shehein yiblu l'nadava. Reuven gives Shimon 100. Reuven sells somebody's shlama, maybe even his own, to Shimon. Shimon gives $100. Shimon's the buyer. Reuven now has $100. What's that $100? Doesn't belong to him even. It's not even a sale. Nevertheless, the $100 goes to the Beit HaMikdash. Right? Why is that true? It's not even a sale. Why does it go back to Shimon? Back to the buyer? I'm a Rava. Knas. It's a Knas. What kind of Knas is that? Don't do that anymore. Why are you making a Knas on the buyer? So Rashi says, because he's worse. Or the Mepharshim say he's worse. Right? If it's not for the buyer, the seller couldn't sell to anybody. And if it's not for the seller, the buyer could... It goes both ways. But the buyer is worse. So even if he gave $100 to buy an animal, he doesn't get the animal. Now, the seller, he didn't lose anything. It wasn't his animal anyway to sell. So they come, they take the $100 that he had sitting in his house, and they bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. The seller doesn't lose a dime. It wasn't his to sell. The buyer loses $100. Right? Because he's buying a car, he gets nothing, and they take the $100 away from him. Okay? That's going to come up as a tangential halacha tomorrow. The real question is, what about the first case? I own a carbon Pesach, and I sell, and you buy into it, what happens to that money? So we said it goes to Chulin. Tomorrow, the Gemara, how could that be possible? We'll get to it tomorrow. All right? Everybody have a good day. We'll pick up tomorrow.
That doesn't make sense.